Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I just got an email that might interest you. The late Larry Lucchino was the president and CEO of the Red Sox, died earlier this year. All his stuff is going up for auction, all his baseball stuff and sports collectibles. And so I just want to alert you to like World Series rings, third base used in World Series clinching games. Paul, let's bring you in on this in case you want to buy some Red Sox stuff for many thousands of dollars. There's a Bruins jersey if you want it. 2010 signed. Is that the year they won? Team jersey. Anything striking your fancy here yet, Paul?
I'm trying to get up a collection of Red Sox championship rings, so you know, I thought that would be cool for them.
You're working on a collection of Red Sox rings?
You're waiting to present them to me for my 60th birthday, Paul. I turn 60 next July, so that's what your plan is. You're so thoughtful.
By 2003, Paul was tied for the world's greatest collection of Red Sox World Series rings, with none. Nobody had one. But now that's changed, right, Paul? I mean, the Red Sox have been a pretty good franchise, sadly.
Yeah, they did my Yankees wrong one year, so... On the way to a world championship.
We'll never forget. Fenway Park, grandstand seats. Okay. Paul, so the Sabres are back at work. Game tomorrow night. And there's quite a bit of news here. Let's start with Thompson, if you don't mind. The extent of his injury maybe today was overall good to hear?
Yeah, I mean, both he and Luukkonen are day-to-day. Neither practiced, but... You know, Lindy Ruff said both are possibilities for tomorrow, so you just never know, you know, how it's going to go or if they'll be able to go or, you know, what that's going to be. But it's certainly better news than many had feared. Mm-hmm. I mean, fans, of course, they were thinking, oh, no, he's going to be out months or is he out for the year or, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, that was probably the best news you could get other than maybe him showing up at practice today and taking a regular shift. But so... I never could see on that shift in the second period where it happened. So I'm assuming maybe it happened in the first period and he decided to go out for the second and see if he could do it. And whatever it was, he could not. So, it's I think, good news from the fact that it's not going to be long and it's a possibility maybe he'll even play tomorrow.
And they're saying lower body, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not that that's great. I mean, that can impact, you know, your skating, obviously, even how you shoot, generating power or whatnot. But last year, what really tripped him up was something like upper body, arm, wrist, whatever that was. Am I right there?
Yeah, it was the wrist area.
Okay, yeah. So at least it's not a recurrence of that is all I'm getting to. I mean, we're getting a little sick of wrist injuries here with all the wrist injuries on the Bills right now. So I'm glad to hear that. And also, like you're saying, relieved that the prognosis is at least positive. You know, like I would sign up all day for him missing Thursday's game and being back for the West Coast trip, even whatever. Because, you know, him being back to, you know, he was tied for the league lead in goals when he left that game on Monday afternoon. Of course, Caulfield then scored twice in the same game and passed him. But still, Thompson looks like he's back. So anything that doesn't derail that long term, I think, is obviously good news for them.
Oh, absolutely. If the Sabres have any idea at all of getting in the playoffs, he has to be playing. They can't lose him for any period of time. With the way he's playing, and he and his line get in the offensive zone quite often too. It's not just him scoring, but you know, Tuck has been getting points and assists, and Paterka's been scoring too, and they've spent a lot of time in the zone. So it seems like they kind of can get the forechecking going, maybe fire up some other guys on the team too. So absolutely, I just think he's a guy that is needed. They have to have him, and if they don't, I really don't think they would have any chance at all.
How tough was Monday? We haven't spoken since. So here's you on the post-game show when we were sort of knocking on the door like to start our show. That was pretty – it's sort of what we were used to over the last many years, isn't it, Paul? Like when there was a good stretch going, maybe this ultimately has to happen, but so soon against that opponent to just come apart like that was not great.
Yeah, and I think when they put their minds to it and play like they practiced and play the way Ruff wants them to, I actually think they're a good team. I think, you know, that game in New York against the Rangers, they were a good team. But the problem is it doesn't last long, and then they revert back, which is what this team has done. I mean, they've given us no indication whatsoever that they're going to put wins together. They weren't able to do it last year. They haven't been able to do it for more than three games this year. And then this happens, and then you go out and play a game like he did against Montreal, and you know, Lindy Ruff goes, yes, I get frustrated with this. He said because they've talked about consistent hockey, and he felt that was a step backwards against Montreal. And one of the things that he really, you could tell, was bothering him is he goes, we don't shoot the puck. He goes, we pass up great opportunities to shoot the puck. And that's really starting to get to them, too. They had 18 shots last game. They had 19 the game before and only 22 the game before that. Now, they had some other games where they'd shot well, but in the last three, you know, they're passing up shots. They're great at missing the net. They do that often. And I've never seen a team that hits more posts or crossbars than this one does. I mean, they just it boggles my mind how many times the puck goes off the post for this team. But still, you know, that's something Lindy Ruff said that they really addressed in their meetings today about, you know, not passing up good opportunities to shoot the puck. And we're not talking about taking long shots from the boards or anything like
right,
that.
Right, right.
That's basically a giveaway. You've basically given the puck away.
Yeah.
You know, the goaltender makes the save and he gives it to his defenseman and out they come. But, you know, so it can't be, all right, we got to just shoot from everywhere because we had to get more shots. What he talks about is reward the guys going to the net, because this team goes to the net more than a lot of Sabre teams in a long time. And he goes, we're not rewarding the guys who are going to the net. He goes, because we're not getting pucks there. We aren't even trying to get pucks there. So he goes, reward those guys that are going to the net because they're going hard and get some pucks there so they have something to fight for.
Yeah, I thought we're talking with Paul Hamilton here, you know, pouring over a game from a couple days ago and getting ready for the Blues in here tomorrow night and going over the news from practice. Paul, I thought Ruff's explanation about his handling of the goalies after Monday was kind of curious. Like finding out that they knew Lukanen had some ailment, I recognize it was minor, but putting him in anyway, I mean, I know he'd been going really well. I mean, the shootout was excellent against Calgary and the game in New York. Like, you know, I can't argue with him being hot and being their guy, But if he's just the littlest bit tweaked, I've got Devin Levi sitting here who's barely playing. So I thought that was kind of odd. And now we're back to Reimer showing up because they reclaimed him or claimed him on waivers after losing him to Anaheim on waivers before the season began. And or was that after they got back from Europe? Whatever it was.
It was after they got back. Yeah. They had played two games. Yeah. It was after they got back to you because the rosters didn't have to be in until after they played.
So when the rest of the league started the season, they waived him and couldn't hang on to him. So and they've got room for the three guys, but I'm really wondering about Levi here, Paul. Like, it's such a fine line because I know we've talked before in his development curve here with them last season how, you know, he's not ready to play an NHL starter workload. He's never really done that before because college was just Friday and Saturday and it's like 35 or 40 games in a year and like that's it. But now we're at the opposite end of that. We're at, like, he's not getting the kind of work. He probably hasn't played this little as far as games go since he was 13 years old, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that I'm down with the plan here. I think my money would be on – I mean, I know Reimer has not been good in Anaheim, and there's going to be a risk there. But if they're going to ride Luukkonen, I got to get Levi to Rochester.
I would think, but I will steal one of your terms that you just used. I was curious about what Ruff said about Levi today. You know, he's talking about his work ethic. I wasn't curious about that. He does have a good work ethic and what he does in practice. And he said it's something that can keep him ready without playing. I don't think the proof is in the pudding. I mean,
right.
You know, he gave up four goals in his last game. He started. And then five goals before that. Now, I'm not going to blame him for the two goals Montreal scored, but they did score in the first two shots, and Levi didn't have a save till 15 minutes into the third period. And again, I'm not blaming him for those two goals. He had no chance on those. But, you know, he has an .866 save percentage, and I know he's working hard, and that's not what I'm questioning. But for him to say it's something that keep him ready without playing – that I'm not seeing. That I don't understand.
That would be, I think, the first goalie in the history of the world that would be getting better or, you know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
By not playing, I don't buy that. That sounds like, to me, no disrespect to Lindy here, but that sounds like a coach preparing us for them to carry three goalies for a little while is what that sounds like to me.
And maybe it is. Maybe that's why I don't understand it because it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rochester needs a goalie, first of all. Now, you can't be kowtowing to Rochester, but I'm sitting there going, well, you got a goalie who's 22 years old is not playing. He needs to play. He's, you know, one of your guys. I mean, you want to make him part of your team. You're in Rochester playing Michael Hauser, who, you know, has been fine. I mean, I have nothing against Michael Hauser, but and even when Sandstrom is healthy, I wasn't impressed with him in training camp.
Yeah.
So I don't see what the problem is. You know, the Lukanen has shown Ruff, and Ruff has figured out what we saw last year, that if Lukanen's going to be good, he has to play a lot. He played more than any other goaltender down the stretch last year and played pretty well. And then before this last game against Montreal, he was starting to play more and looking really good, making some big saves and looking really good. So, you know, Ruff starting to understand that this guy's got to play a lot if you're going to make him your number one goaltender. Maybe the back and forth I don't think worked.
Right. You know, that, yeah. You're not in a 1A, 1B situation here. And that's where you need to be if Levi is going to be on this team, in my opinion. Because I just cannot buy at all that he doesn't need to play.
So, you got a roster spot right now for it. And as a matter of fact, he's on the roster because in order to claim him off waivers, they had to put Samuelson on IR. So he's on the roster, Reimer, I mean.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't send Levi down. Now, will Levi be good with it? I don't know. I'm not Devin Levi. I wonder, of course. He was good with it last year, embraced it after it was explained to him why, and really went on a great run and enjoyed it down there. He genuinely talked about how much he enjoyed that team and taking them on a run. I don't know for a second year if he'd be up for it, but it's really not up to him. It's what, you know, the coaches and Kevin Adams thinks is best for his development. He's going to have to live with it, whatever they decide.
One of these two guys eventually is going to have to get down there. For clarification's sake, on Reimer, like, can they send him, if they wanted to, after tomorrow? Like, let's say Lukanen is fine, and they want to keep Levi here, even against my clamoring, which, of course, is irrelevant to the situation from their perspective. They could send Reimer down without him having to clear waivers for a bit here because no one else put a claim in on him?
Correct. Okay. And then they have, and I told you earlier when we were discussing this, it's confusing, and then I sent you the rule, and you were more confused after I sent you the rule.
Wait till you hear Bulldog listening to me explain the doubling cube and backgammon.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, I've had a tough day with things being explained to me, I'll tell you. It's been a struggle.
The way it goes is, if he's on an NHL roster for 30 cumulative days, he would have to be waived again.
Right.
Is the way that goes. So
they've got about a month then, if they, however long they want to ride this, right. Maybe get Reimer a couple games here to see if they can trust him to be Lukanen's backup and then move on Levi or something. But the two things coming together here, Levi has to play, Rochester needs a goalie. And you don't want to carry three goalies. So, like, something's going to have to give eventually. But they do have flexibility within 30 days here of not losing Reimer should they end up at sending him to Rochester, which is good. Because I know earlier this year I was watching on Twitter from Elliot Friedman, like, Edmonton waived a guy, Vegas claimed him. Vegas waived him, Edmonton claimed him. Edmonton waived him again, Vegas reclaimed him. And then, it's just doing this dance endlessly here. And I don't know what the criteria were there. Maybe other teams were claiming the same guy, so that's why I had to keep going through waivers. But I was worried about that eventuality with Reimer, that, like, great, we got him back, and now they're going to waive him to sign him to Rochester, and here comes Anaheim. So at least they got a little wiggle room here where they can freely send him up and down if they need to.
And what we may be seeing here also, what I have in the back of my mind, is Ruff said Thompson and Lukanen have a chance to play tomorrow. Maybe Ruff has a pretty good idea that it's going to be a long shot maybe for Lukanen, that maybe he has a chance. We'll see how he feels. So maybe he doesn't want to send Levi down yet because he's thinking Levi might have to be a net tomorrow. So that might be why three goalies are on the roster for the time being, because they have the roster spot. And it's like, let's find out what Lukanen feels like when he gets up in the morning, if he's going to be okay. And he might be thinking there's a 50-50 chance Levi plays tomorrow. So that might be why there's three goalies right now. I don't necessarily think they're going to sit there and roll with three goaltenders for a while. That would make absolutely no sense.
Right.
So that's where I have in my head that they're doing it now because, you know, they really have no idea if Lukanen's going to be able to go, or maybe they have a pretty good idea that maybe he's not going to be able to go. Maybe there's a possibility he could, but it might be slight. We don't know. We just don't know, and that's why Levi is still here and they haven't made any type of a move there.
The Reimer thing just brings to my mind what life as a professional athlete can be like, where, you know, he's looking for a team, signs with Buffalo, might mean Rochester, but, you know, he's older and he's sort of braced for that. Then, like, last minute, well, did he go to Europe?
Yeah, he went
to
Europe.
So he goes to Europe,
right?
Then comes back, and then it's Anaheim. Okay, you know what? 3 weeks later, a month later, okay, back to Buffalo, and who knows what's next, but it can be
at this stage
end of your
career.
Right, yeah, you know, it can just be pretty transient. Yeah.
How about? I can't imagine he's a hugely happy camper. He never got into a preseason game. I mean, so it's like, yeah, you're on the roster, but we're not even going to put you in a preseason game. I mean, I don't know how he felt about that.
Right. How about Samuelson here, Paul? That's the longer-term issue, and, you know, it's been a pretty rocky start to the season, I'd say, even to the point where, you know, he's in the press box for a couple of games last week. But still, I mean, this is a player they've committed to who has been good for them at other times during his career. How big a deal to you is it that he's out, you know, long term? I guess what Ruff said today, they think he could come back at some point this season, but it's a long term thing.
Yeah, I feel bad for any player that has to keep going through this, that, you know, things keep happening. And we were going through the play, watching it. And a lot of people were telling me, well, he got slew footed. And from looking at the replay and everything, I think there's a pretty good chance he got slew-footed, but it was from the views I were watching, you're kind of blocked from view a little bit, but the way he went down, it looked like it might have been a good possibility it happened. But even with that, that was the right leg, and I don't think that's what did it. It looked like his left leg was the one giving him problems, and I think it folded under him when he went down.
I think that's right. Yeah,
and that's where that's where the problem was. And then he was having trouble getting up, and then he got up and left, and then came back and tried to play, and it just wasn't going to happen. So, Lindy Ruff, he didn't say months; he said weeks. No surgery, and we should see him back before the season's over, but this just keeps happening to this player. And, folks, don't keep making the suggestions to me he's got to go and this, that, and the other thing. He's not going anywhere. I mean, think about his contract. Think about if it's tradable. Think about if you're another team, are you going to take on a guy with that contract who hasn't been able to stay healthy? Getting, quote, rid of him is not an option. He's going to be a Sabre. He's going to have to figure this out. He's going to have to prove somehow that he can stay healthy and be a part of the team. It doesn't matter how he's playing, good or bad,
right,
if he can't stay in the lineup.
His money is not as outrageous as some of the other long-term contracts, but the term is, right? It was 7 years, and he's only a year or two into that.
And you're not going to buy a year into it. You're not going to buy out 6 years or 5 years, because then you're paying him for 10 years.
Right.
Don't forget, you got to any years you buy out, you double it. So the buyout's not an option either. So he's going to be here, and they're just going to have to figure it out one way or the other. And, you know, I understand he only had 50-some-odd games when he signed the contract, but this injury thing wasn't where it was now either, or I'm sure he wouldn't have gotten this contract. So that's the way business is done in the NHL. Now, good or bad, whether you like it or not, bridge contracts don't happen all that often anymore. Teams are locking up their youngsters, and you better be sure, because when you lock up that core, if you're wrong, you've got problems, because you've got some contracts that you can't trade then.
Don't we know it? Paul, thanks. I'm putting you down for a couple of World Series rings.
I'm in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Paul, we'll catch up with you pregame or just 24 hours from now, and we'll get into tomorrow's matchup with the Blues. Paul's appearance with us here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Sabres over-under points at BetOnline is slightly down from what it was before the season, from 88.5 to 85.5 through their first, 14 games at this point? Ish, at least.
Yeah. 14 or 15, I can't remember.
16
now.
Games, yeah. Whatever it is. As Bulldog mentioned, Sabres and Blues in Buffalo tomorrow night. Sal Capaccio joined us earlier to hype Bills Chiefs. We talked injuries and a little bit of sort of what is going on with Kansas City with Sal. That's next. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.